See. Elsewhere in space-time, different planes exist simultaneously. If I had asked my grandmother where heaven was, she would have pointed to the house we lived in, not only because it was full of love, but because it made sense to her that many worlds could comfortably inhabit the same place. By analogy, if you're listening to a concert orchestra, there are 100 instruments playing, each occupying the same place in space and time. If you had an ear that could only hear notes in the same range, violin, flute, and piccolo, say, you would miss all the other instruments being played. Much of reality would be unavailable to you because you were tuned in only to a narrow band of sound. I didn't know it as a child, but when I walked around the crowded Delhi market, where more humanity was packed into one bazaar than was possible to imagine, the world I couldn't see was even more crowded. The air that I breathed contained voices, car noises, bird songs, radio waves, X-rays, cosmic rays, and an almost infinite array of subatomic particles. Endless realities lay all around me. Every frequency in nature exists simultaneously, and yet we experience only what we see. It's natural to fear what we can't see, and since death